to the scripture. I appreciate all these brethren here. Amen, Brother Sermon. And he's quite a minister. Amen. He is always on the job. He surprises me. Amen. That old gray head, it looks like he ought to know by now. Amen. But I come by and there he is sitting at his desk with his Bible open. Amen. Studying the Word of God. Amen. It's not something that we do and we brush our hands and say, what's next? Amen. But this book is alive. Amen. It is forever settled in heaven. Amen. It will never be old, but it's always new. Yet it is ancient. Amen. So let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 tonight. Chapter 11, and you know, I owe Brother Sermon an apology tonight. He didn't wear his jacket, and I've got to admit, brother, I thought he did that on purpose. He didn't want to be close by. Sometimes I reach for those that are close by, and so Brother Mayer is here.
Yes, sir.
And so I may straighten him out on a couple of money scriptures tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15. Amen. Amen. In fact, I will confront him right now. No, we're going to get out of here early tonight, mainly because I got to get up about 3:30, and otherwise, I mean, I told my wife on the way to church that I got about 20 minutes to speak, and they usually give it to me about 9:45, but they didn't, and so I promised her we'd be out by 8:30. And so, anyway, I told her, I said, I hope some of these people that drive 40 minutes to church don't feel bad about coming to a 50-minute service. Amen. So, we could have done a telephone conference tonight, I guess. Amen. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. How about you? Praise God. Amen. Let's read Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. And it says, we'll be reading through verse 16. It says, through faith, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things do declare plainly that they seek a country. They do declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. That's where we get our opportunities. Amen. When we begin to think about things that are not on our destination. Verse 16, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he had prepared for them a city. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you for this time that we've set aside to be in your house. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, we had a mind to be here. Lord, that you were on our mind today, that we set this aside on purpose. Lord, that this is a regular schedule. Lord, that we come to the house of the Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask you to bless this word to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So I began to look at this scripture, and I wrote down some things that the scripture said that these people did. And first of all, I noticed that they saw the promises. Amen. They saw the promises afar off. Amen. I began to think about what promises is he talking about? Well, he's talking about the promise, same promises that we have. They didn't receive what we have, but they saw them. They saw these things. And when you look at the book of Isaiah, and he began to write, and he says, with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. Amen. But he hadn't received that. So that was totally foreign to him. He wrote in Isaiah 9 and 6, he said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the human side of Isaiah must have been a little bit awed at that scripture that he was told to pen. That holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So they saw these. He said, by his stripes we are healed. They did esteem him stricken and smitten of God. And he saw them, the one that they pierced, and these things that are in the Old Testament that these patriarchs saw. They saw them. We need to keep sight of the things. Amen. Next, I noticed that they were persuaded of them. They were persuaded of them that this was going to come to pass. When he started talking about the olive tree and how that God would be the glory within her, amen, she would be the apple of his eye, and the glory of the latter shall be greater than that of the former, and all these things that were mixing around in the prophet's heads. They saw them, and they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them. They embraced them. They hoped for them that God, it would not be ashamed to be their God. And when the trek that they made from Egypt into the promised land and all these things that we read about, they embraced all that. They confessed them. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. These are the same ingredients, the same factors that determine our outcome. Amen. These died in faith because they did these things. And then it said they declare. They declare. Amen. They declare these things. And then they were not mindful of where they had come from, but they were rather mindful of where they were going. And these things can make a difference between you and for you and I, amen. And sometimes sometimes I think we get distracted, amen. But I know that sometimes we get distracted, and we begin to dwell on the things that are temporal. And we begin to dwell on the things that are not important, amen. The things that become that become emergencies instead of the important things. Amen. And sometimes we need to reevaluate where we're at. We need to think about where we're going. Amen. And so as we talk about these things tonight, first of all, we need to see the things of God. We need to pray until we can envision those streets of gold, until we can envision the ultimate reward. Amen. It's not selfish. It doesn't make us a weird character if we think about heaven, if we think about the blessings of God, and we think about being in His presence, and we begin to desire that more than anything. We begin to see the things come to pass that are not yet, that are still on the horizon. We need to see these things. We need to envision these things. Second of all, we must be persuaded of these things. We must be persuaded. They were persuaded. Amen. It makes a difference when you're persuaded. Amen. I can tell when somebody telling me a big, long story and they don't even believe it themselves. They're not even persuaded of what they're telling me. Amen. We need to be persuaded of these things. We need to understand that the Word of God is real. Its promises will stand forever. We can depend on that. We can count on that. It is forever and it is for us. Amen. They were persuaded. It'll change us when we are persuaded. Amen. It's one thing. Pastor says it this way. It's not a sideline business. Amen. He said it's not a sideline business, but it's the main thing. Is this the main thing that we do? Or is the main thing we do on Friday and Saturday night in the gymnasium? Is that mainly what we're all about? Is that... I can't think of anything right now for them girls. But if somebody met you, what would they say about you? I'm afraid they wouldn't say the same thing about me that I want them to say. Oh, they'd say I'm a good guy. You know what? I am. Like Brother May said, somebody don't like me, they got the problem. And I want to live like that. I'm not being arrogant. I really want to live like that, don't you? Don't you want to live like that? You don't want to live like that? Come on now. I didn't mean to confront you directly. I told you why he forgot his jacket. I want to live like that. But above all that, I want to live like that. They can say that he's a man of God, that he loves the Word of God, that he's always in it, and he's finding new things, and he's discerning in the Spirit, and he hears from God. That's what I want, not for me, but for the world to see. Amen. These are our examples, that they were persuaded. They were persuaded. It'll make a difference in how you talk. It'll make a difference in how you walk. It'll give you confidence in the Word of God if you really believe it's true. If you really believe the Word of God, amen. Most of you have read books thicker than this. Amen. And the guy gets the girl. Yeah. Most, yeah, oh yeah, you've read books thicker than this. Probably every adult in here has read a book thicker than that. If you haven't, then I'm sorry. Most of my books, thicker than that, tell a story about a guy who was he was in the canyon with a 600-foot rock wall. It went straight up, and he was pinned in and all that. Amen. And when we are persuaded, we are persuaded of these things, it will make a difference in how we conduct ourselves on the job, in the school. It'll make a difference if we really believe it. If we really believe it. Amen. To be persuaded and to embrace. They embrace them. How do you embrace these things? How do you embrace? This must be speaking of putting ourselves into it. That our resources of energy and time and even money and all everything we have is invested. We are totally invested in these things. We really are sold out. We really are sold out. I preach a message. I about wore out. You know, it was John Wesley said that he burns his. I got messages in there, in a drawer in there. This is fresh, but I got messages in the drawer about that deep. But John Wesley said he burns his every 7 years. He said if I can't write a better message after 7 years, then I need to quit. Amen. So you brethren, don't be dragging them out after 7 years. They embrace these things. They just put everything. It was what they were. That was what they were. The song that we sing, praise is who I am. And so they embraced these things. And then they confessed that they were strangers. They talked about it. They talked about these things. All of these things. And I'll come back to this, but I want to go and look at some people that messed up along the way. These folks that didn't do it. Look at Achan. Achan was a man that he was on his way to victory. He was on his way to a victorious battle. You can read it in Joshua chapter 7 and Joshua chapter 8. The difference there. The same battle, the same people, the same army went to battle, but Achan turned aside and looked at a Babylonian's garment and a wedge of gold. Amen. It wasn't even real. It was in reality, but it wasn't something he could use. How about he took that Babylonian's garment, and they were told not to, and then here comes Achan wearing it. He couldn't get by with that. It was a garment he could never wear. He turned aside for something that he could never do. He could never benefit from. He saw the wedge of gold. Achan, where'd you get that money? They didn't have any money at all. It was some of the first battles in the new country. It was some of the first battles in the promised land was at Achan, at Ai, the battle of Ai, and here he comes up with a new coat and some money. You want to be him? No. So he was distracted by something. Now Moses took time to look, and Jacob was deprived of the value of his birthright. Esau turned he Jacob recognized the value of a birthright, but Esau, he sold his birthright for a bowl of whatever. There's been discussions on what Jacob was cooking. I don't want to guess at it, do you? I don't want to believe what some commentary. I don't believe nothing else they say. Why should I believe? Amen. That doctorate degree he was talking about from studying with the Presbyterians. Amen. That's the truth. We don't believe nothing else they say. Why am I going to believe that they knew what Jacob was cooking? Oh, well, such and such commentary. Brother Kyle, stay out of the commentaries. Amen. He's a bad one to try to, you know, he'll believe what they say on that, but he won't believe what I say. See, he's way up there, and I'm getting him too. So they were persuaded. Look at some of these other examples. Abram heeded the call. Peter and John dropped their nets. Paul was struck down off his own horse. Amen. And he said, "What must I do?" He recognized the call of God. He recognized the move of God in his life. He began to do these things that I'm talking about. Gideon won a battle with only 300 men. Ananias and Sapphira died because they lied to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Cain trotted on the birthright for a bowl of pottage. Jordan was with the Lord, but didn't see. Rather Judas. I'm sorry, my eyes are failing me tonight. Judas was with the Lord at least 3 years, and look what happened to him. Amen. But what I'm talking about tonight is how these faithful people received their promise. They died in faith, and it said that God built them a city. Amen. The same city that you and I are going to. The city where the Lamb is the light. The city where the sun will not need to shine, because the Lamb is the light of that city. He's going where there's streets of gold. We're going where there's peace forever. There'll be no more tears. Amen. We need to talk about this. They declared these things. They declared these things, that we are going to this place. We are going to this place. How long do people wander around their house, and then they get up and go to their work, or they go to their school, and we never think about our future. We never think about these things. I've got to say that I need reminders. Amen. I need the house of God. I need a pastor in my life. I need the Word of God to remind me of these things. Amen. These are foolproof. You cannot fail. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, if we do these things, we will not fail. We will not fail. Amen. There's a way. They declared plainly. Amen. They declared plainly. Because he missed the call of God. Amen. Hezekiah's death was imminent, but he prayed, and God gave him 15 years. Amen. God is able to make a man eat grass like an ox. Amen. God can do these things. We've got to keep focused. We've got to keep on these things. We've got to believe in these things. We've got to know that God is not ashamed to be our God, we are walking, that we are embracing, that we are looking, and we are confessing, and we are believing in the future of the church. Amen. I'm glad I know the end of the church. Amen. The trials and things that happen to us, amen, they will pale in comparison to what God has prepared. It says, eye had not seen and ear had not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. They declared plainly that such things, they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Amen. That they seek a country. I'm seeking a country tonight. I don't want to get sidetracked. I don't want to get diverted. I don't want to get detoured. Amen. I don't want to get deterred around and off of my goal and lose out with God. Amen. Sometimes I'm afraid that we think we mistake rather than thinking that we mistake. Amen. The grace of God. Amen. For mercy. Amen. We cannot do that. Amen. We need to realize that God is calling even tonight. He's calling even tonight for you to be mindful of these things. For us to keep these things on the forefront of everything we do. Amen. That we seek a country. I want to make it plain. So who do we make it plain to? I want to make it plain to you, brother. I want to make it plain. I want to make it plain to myself. An example I give sometimes in the Sunday school class that we knew this sister in the church that she would speak to herself. She made a distinction between her spirit and her flesh. Amen. And she would look at herself in the mirror and say, "Oh, girl, for thinking that thought, you're going to fast 2 days." And she held herself to it. She held herself to it. Amen. We need to realize, amen, what God is trying to do in our life. And they declared plainly. They that say such things declare plainly. Amen. We need to be plain with ourselves. Honest with ourselves. We can look in the mirror and say, "I'm not happy with you. I'm not happy with you." It's easy to get sidetracked and never think about it. And never think about what's going on in our life, but we need to be straight with ourselves. And next, we need to be straight with everybody around us. That I'm not doing that. I'm not going there. I'm not. I don't do that. And in fact, you don't do that in my presence. I might have to leave, or you might have to leave, but that ain't going on here. How about that? Amen. You can be put in that position. You can be put in that position real easy. That we're not going there. There's a brother in the church that when I go out to eat with him, I haven't seen him, but I've seen his wife here tonight. So she'll be sure and tell him I said this. But when you get in the car with him to go eat, he get in, his attitude is, get in, sit down, shut up, and hang on. And he puts in gear, and he goes to the restaurant. So I tease him, I say, "Where are you taking me? I demand to know. I have a right to know." We need to make it plain. Make it plain with those you work with. Start off right. Start off right. I started off wrong with my wife. "Oh, baby, you can have anything you want, whatever you want. It's not whatever you want no more." She got used to that. Some of you brothers did too. Amen. Some of you wives did too. Need to make it plain. Make it plain with those that we're around, that we come in contact with, our friends. We need to make it plain. They that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And if truly, if they had been mindful of the things of their country from whence they came, they would have had opportunity to have returned. Where do these opportunities come present themselves from? Here it says they were, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came, you better be careful about telling those stories of when you were in the world. Oh, I would never. Well, I hope I would never too. But that's what it says. That's what it says. I'm not saying never tell it. Don't use it for a witness. Don't testify. I'm not saying nothing about that. What I'm saying is we don't need to be mindful of the place from whence we came. That's what it says. Because it says truly, if they had been mindful of the country from which they came, they would have had opportunity to have returned. Amen. That's what it says. So these things that we do it. They are guaranteed. It's in the Word of God. It looks like a recipe, if you will, for success. It looks like a surefire way to succeed. Some of the things that can cause us to miss our call from God. Some of the things that can cause us to miss our call from God. How about pride? How about family? How about heritage? How about riches, friends, occupation? Joining in the rat race of the world. Climbing the corporate ladder. Trying to gain more in this life. Those things can definitely turn us aside and turn us around. We need to embrace these things. We need to understand. We need to envision them. They saw them. They were persuaded. They embraced them. They confessed them. They declared plainly that they seek a country. They put out of their mind where they came from. Amen. When they complained, they were judged. When they came to the Red Sea and said, "You brought us out here to die." When those things happened, it brought a judgment of God. It brought a punishment, if you will, consequences rather. So we don't want to be mindful of things from which we came, of the life that we came from. We don't need to assume that we will not be distracted. We don't need to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. We don't need to think more. We need to serve God humbly. We need to realize that it is the grace of God that keeps us. Amen. No matter how victorious, how powerful, how prayerful, it's still the grace of God that takes care of us and keeps us. I appreciate that, don't you? I appreciate the grace of God that keeps me. Amen. That allows me to wake up. Amen. With my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm glad for a spirit of grace and mercy that allows me to walk before the Lord. I want to walk before Him. I want to do right before God. I don't want Him to be ashamed to be my God, because He is preparing a city, amen, for those that go there. Amen. Let's all stand tonight. Musicians, would you come? Amen. I want to make it. I want to be right with God. I don't want to be distracted. I want to see the things of God. I want to embrace the things of God. You that don't consider yourself prayer warriors, I believe you can see yourself as a prayer warrior. I believe you can see yourself. You can envision the promises of God. You can bring the promises of God. Amen. There's a scripture in Mark chapter 11, 23 and 24. It says, therefore, whatsoever a man desire when he pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Whatsoever a man saith, that shall he also have. He's going to have whatever he says. Amen. You can envision these things. Embrace these things. Amen. I'm not talking about something that is an impossibility, but you can bring it to pass in your life. Amen. Look at this. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. This is a recipe for success right here in Hebrews chapter 11. These that are considered, we often call it the hall of faith. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 talks about all these faithful people that made it. All these faithful people that arrived on location. Amen. That died in faith. Verse 24, the same chapter says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Amen. They saw them. They embraced them. They were persuaded. They confessed. They declared. And they were not mindful of the place they came from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you see any place tonight to where we could improve on what we're doing for ourselves? I can do some things for myself better than I have been. I got to be honest with you as a preacher tonight that I'm lacking in some of these things. I'm so glad that God brought this across my spirit tonight. I'm so glad that God brought this across my soul today. That, Brother Stroop, you're not doing everything you know to do. You are not doing your best. You're not embracing everything you should embrace. You're not believing God for everything you should believe for. You've got room for improvement. Surprise, huh? Let God speak to you tonight as they sing and play tonight. Let God speak to you. Where is your room for improvement? Where is something that you can change that you already know? I need to be doing this. I need to be more faithful. I need to read the Word of God. I'm not as mindful of heaven as I should be. I'm not looking forward enough to the streets of gold. This life isn't going to go. I don't know how much longer. Some claim they know. I don't believe them. We don't know. But I tell you what, this is not it. This is not the end. I'm looking for the end. Let's come tonight. These altars are open. Let's come and pray. God has showed me where I can make some improvements. God has spoke to me where I can make some changes. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Would you answer tonight? We need to answer the call tonight. What can you do better? What can you do more of? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.